A lot of economists are sounding alarm bells about Donald Trump's apparent push toward protectionism and an all-out retaliatory trade war. They say history is clear that is a bad idea. Lee Brandstetter is professor of economics at Carnegie Mellon University. So am I right in thinking the last big push toward protectionism was in the 30s, right after the famous 1929 crash, stock market crash?
Well, that is the historical precedent that we're all afraid of. So you're absolutely right, right? In the late 20s and early 30s, there was a massive movement to protectionism. At that time, the Great Crash had already happened. Lots of people were worried about jobs. And so in this case, two Republican members of Congress, Mr. Smoot and Mr. Hawley, introduced a massive hike in tariffs that President Herbert Hoover thought about rejecting. But in the end, he signed. And that triggered a global trade war, which brought huge declines in global trade and made the Great Depression far worse.
So are you saying that protectionism ultimately made the Depression the Great Depression?
Well, it didn't make the Great Depression. There were lots of things going wrong. But the trade war that was begun then definitely made the Great Depression worse. It made the pain greater. It made the employment losses more significant. And that's a lesson that both Republicans and Democrats took away from this dark part of our history. And in the post-war era, you had both Democratic administrations and Republican administrations working together with Congress and our trading partners around the world to make sure that our post-war trading system was free and open to international flows of goods and investment. And that has helped bring prosperity not just for the United States, but for the world. And a lot of us with a sense of history are very worried that we're about to take a detour down a road that we haven't been down in a very long time, and it's going to be bad for everyone.
Certainly there were some less intense trade wars since the end of World War II. I mean, I feel like I've heard of some.
That's right. So actually in the 1980s, under another Republican president, Ronald Reagan, there was a series of protectionist measures that were imposed by the Reagan administration. But those were generally quite targeted and narrow. And for the most part, they weren't using the very broad discretion that President Trump is invoking under Section 232 of the Trade Act of 1962, which is what he's invoking to create these steel and aluminum tariffs. What the argument the president is basically making is that steel and aluminum imports are threatening our national security. And that particular provision of our trade law allows the president to do all kinds of things to limit imports that he deems threaten national security. And the law defines national security threats in such a broad way that a president can basically say just about anything is a national security threat. The problem with what the president is doing today is that his tariffs are going to hit steel imports that are mostly coming from our allies, including our defense treaty allies, nations like Canada, Germany, Japan, and South Korea, with whom we've had military treaties for decades. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to say that importing steel from one of your defense treaty allies is threatening national security. And if the United States can say that this is a threat to national security, then what's to stop our trading partners from invoking national security and preventing us from exporting the goods that we're good at making to them? This opens up a Pandora's box that's going to threaten U.S. exports for decades to come.
Before that Pandora's box is opened, I wonder if maybe Donald Trump is just talking and tweeting trade war bluster, and maybe we'll see something more like Reagan's approach to tariffs.
Well, one can always hope, and this is a president and an administration that seems to change its mind a lot. But Marco, my concern is that the president's rhetoric has been so strong on this issue, his threats have been so expansive, that it's going to be very hard for him to walk this back without making him look weak and indecisive. Of course, the problem is that if he follows through, then our trading partners have a real problem. Do they take this lying down, or do they retaliate in kind? And I think given their political and economic situations, they're almost certain to retaliate. So we're at least taking a few steps down that Smoot-Hawley road that we really don't need to be walking down at this time.
Professor Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you.
And yes, European officials have already signaled they plan to retaliate against Trump's tariffs. Here's European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker speaking bluntly this past weekend.
dass wir dies tun müssen. Aber wir müssen es tun. Wir verhängen jetzt Zölle.
We're also going to impose punitive tariffs. It's very easy. We will impose punitive tariffs on motorcycles, Harley-Davidsons, Levi's jeans and bourbon. We can be that stupid.
So blöd können wir auch.